Hello there, everybody. This is Nick Sarmiento with Nick at Night Podcast. I'm here with Megan Stelter.
Hey, guys. I'm Megan.
We're here to talk about one of the top five most deadly plagues in the history. We're going to talk about the Black Plague. So, Megan, what exactly is the Black Plague?
Well, the Black Death is one of the most devastating plagues in all of history. It's a disease usually spread by fleas found on small rodents such as rats, mice, or squirrels. The scary thing is, people think that the plague or the Black Death was a thing of the past and is now gone, like smallpox, but it's still around today. Now we just have a cure for it.
Oh, that's very interesting, Megan. So what were the first signs or symptoms of this plague?
Some of the symptoms of the plague are lots of pain in the abdomen or muscles, also coughing, which may contain blood. But mainly you will have a severe fever, chills, and lots of fatigue. Lastly, nausea, vomiting, and things such as that. But the most obvious symptom is that when you have the plague, your skin will begin to darken or turn black, which is why it's called the Black Death.
Oh, that's a pretty rough way to die. So let's say I lived in Europe during the time of the Black Plague, and I got sick. What were my chances of surviving?
Well, the plague was absolutely devastating, like I said earlier. I'm not gonna lie to you. The odds were slim to none, especially since you didn't have any treatment for it. So once you had it, you were pretty much screwed.
Okay, Megan, now we know exactly what the Black Plague is and what the symptoms are and what our chances of surviving are. What countries were most affected by the plague?
Well, Germany, France, England, Italy, and the Low Countries were all affected by the plague at one point in time, but Europe had been hit the hardest. It is claimed that by 1348, the plague had begun in Central Asia, where it traveled along the Silk Road into other countries. But the real question is how the plague was spread to other countries, because we all know that the rats that carry the disease don't swim. Well, anyways, apparently it was spread by the rats who got a ride to other countries by boat. As time went on, the plague spread like wildfire, killing off millions of the world's population.
Megan, is there anything to prevent this plague today?
Yes. Well, today the Black Death is known as the bubonic plague, and it is preventable as long as you just keep yourself clean and have good hygiene. So don't do things like touch dead or sick rodents, and keep rodents out of your house. Part of the reason the plague spread so much was because back then people didn't have good hygiene and slept in places where rats and fleas could easily get to them. But don't worry, the odds of getting the plague today are very slim. In fact, only around 7 Americans get the plague every year, and we have a population of about 325 million.
So Megan, once you got the Black Plague, who exactly treated you or who attended you when you were sick?
Well, there are plague doctors, there are medical physicians who treated victims of the bubonic plague. They were specifically hired by towns where the plague had been taken hold. Since the city was paying their salary, they treated everyone, both the wealthy and the poor. However, some plague doctors were known to charge patients and their families additional fees for special treatments or false cures. They were not professionally trained nor experienced physicians or surgeons, but rather they were either second-rate doctors unable to otherwise run a successful medical practice or young physicians seeking to establish themselves. They wore beak masks and long outfits that protected them from getting the disease.
Thank you, Megan. We'll be back soon. We're going to a short commercial break. This audio is brought to you by Dr. Phil's Plague Physicians. If you ever have trouble with the plague, use promo code NICKATNIGHT for 20% off your next visit to a plague physician. This can be very helpful for the times of plague. And we're back. So Megan, what would be some tips to help prevent the spread of the Black Plague?
Well, some of the medical tips for curing or preventing are to rub onions, vinegar, garlic, herbs, or chopped up snakes on the boils. Cut up pigeon or chickens and rub them the parts all over your entire body. Apply leeches to the bubbles. Sit in a sewer or rub human excrement. Take a bath or in urine. Other techniques are isolating the infected and limiting contact with them.
That's some pretty nasty tips. Megan, how did the Black Plague end in 1351?
After killing between 30 to 60% of Europe, the population, the Black Death began to die off in the winter of 1350 because the cold helped kill off the infected fleas and ticks. Although, it never really died off. In the 1660s, the Black Plague once again broke out in London.
Megan, is there any cure in modern medicine for the Black Plague?
Yes, nowadays, with modern medicine, the Black Plague is curable. It requires urgent hospital treatment with very strong antibiotics. If you do not receive treatment within the first 24 hours, the chance of surviving decreases.
That's a very rough death. So, Megan, well, that wraps up our time today here at Nick at Night. Please stay tuned in for the next episode of Nick at Night on Why the Mongols Left Europe. Thank you.